City of Sulphur Springs Library Director Hope Kane was a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Friday morning. Ms. Kane discussed the summer reading program at the library coming up and more.
In the summer, summer reading program at the library.
Of course.
All adults remember it as children. Let your kids remember it when they get to be adults. Bring them. It's just so much fun. It's really helpful, believe it or not, to keep their reading up. And they call it the summer slide when kids sit around watching TV all summer or don't read or don't keep up with it. They're not as prepared in August when they go back to school.
Well, tell me.
Just read for fun.
Read for fun. And so out of my five kids, three of them are readers for pleasure and two are not. And they all came from the same house. What makes this happen? You don't know the answer? Okay.
No answers. But
some
everybody likes something. There's a subject that everybody likes. You know, somebody likes cars, somebody likes animals, somebody likes nonfiction, somebody likes mysteries. There's something everybody likes. Even non-readers, I think, would enjoy something of high interest to them.
Well, everybody has to read. Some just, you know,
you have
like
to. If
it.
You drive, you read. Mm-hmm. If you work, you read. If you go to the grocery store, you read.
Right. So at home, you can encourage them between summer reading program days.
Yes. Yes.
And you would ask your kids, have you read your book this week? Or how much of your book have you read? Or tell me about part of it.
I would say tell me about part of it. We've got a reading log that they fill out. I would really let them encourage themselves. Let them get excited about the programs that we've got, the little treats that we've got. We've got It's Your Mission Monday. And if kids come up on Monday to the library in the summer, if they check out a book, they get a prize.
Good.
They love it. They love it. It's just a little something, but they love it.
Every time I go to the library, I see kids over there in the children's section. There's a lot of kids over there.
There are. We work with some area schools, and then there's a ton of people that come in. I'm working with ECLC right now. We've got a challenge for the parents. New parents, even if you're not enrolled in ECLC yet, if you don't have a three-year-old yet, if you have a newborn or a one-year-old, you can start this. It's called 1K Before K. And Rita Taylor and I have gotten together, and we are challenging parents to read to their children 1,000 books before they hit kindergarten.
Wow.
And she's got prizes and everything. But we have reading logs and a sign-up sheet at the library. Would love to bring your kids in. We have a little desk of books that you can just go and choose from without going and choosing from the stacks, because it gets overwhelming. Okay. So you can just come in and choose one or three or five or 10 books and take them home and read them.
1,000 books before
kindergarten.
KSST News.